injustice that's happening to my people.
At a public meeting of the Reparations Commission, people spoke out, sometimes passionately.
Our ancestors helped build this country.
African Americans, Black people, whatever you want to label us this time, we're on an island of destitute, despair, amongst a sea of abundance.
True liberation starts with money.
The AB 3121 task force meeting is now called to order.
The task force was set up by the state legislature in 2020 to develop proposals for compensating California residents who are descendants of enslaved people.
This task force is designed to examine the harms associated with the enslavement of Black people, African Americans in this country, as well as the legacy of the harms of enslavement.
What do we want? Reparations!
Advocates say reparations would not only be for slavery, but the century and a half of racism that followed.
And we think about over time, whether you want to start with the Jim Crow laws, whether we want to think about moving forward with the redlining with real estate, the horrors of discrimination, segregation, all of those things followed slavery and have continued, I think, to plague us through today.
Economists consulted by the panel estimate that the cost of compensating California's Black residents could top $800 billion. That's 2.5 times the state's budget for this year. The task force chair says reparations may not be limited to money.
The recommendation for reparations must include compensation, restitution, which accounts for stolen land or stolen wealth, stolen opportunities, rehabilitation, free education, free health care is examples. I'm not saying those are going to be the final recommendations.
Cash reparations are not unprecedented. The federal government has paid some Native American tribes compensation for land improperly seized from them, and in 1988 paid $1.2 billion to Japanese Americans interned during the Second World War.
The task force would like to hear from everyone.
The task force must complete its report by July 1st.
The commission's ultimate recommendations will be purely advisory. The state's legislature and governor will ultimately decide what, if any, reparations are given, a process that is sure to prompt more debate about history, equity, and cost. Rob Reynolds, Al Jazeera, Los Angeles.